I see a lot of you are taking notes physically. Some are taking mental notes. This is an opportunity to share with us maybe some of the highlights of your notes, as well as a testimony that's on your heart. And now, brethren, if the microphone is ready, we will open it up to you. Who would like to be first? Who is able to be first? Brother David. And of course, please state your name and your ecclesia.
Brother David Rice from San Diego. I pray the love of Sister Kathy, my sister. Yes. And my mother would like to send her love if she was aware to send it. Yes. But so that's been a different turn of events in the last year. But I just want to express my thanks for the convention, my thanks for this period of pleasant fellowship, and just very nicely prepared lessons. I could go over my notes for each of them, but that would be, you know, time-consuming. But I'll just say I just richly appreciated the fellowship and the very nice lessons. And will take them back with me and hope to perhaps share them with some that couldn't be here. Now, some of the brethren know a brother named Richard Gamble, who was formerly from San Diego. You may remember Sister Lynn Gamble, his mother, passed some years ago. Brother Richard has been back in San Diego for about 3 months now, and he's meeting with us again midweek as well as on Sundays. He's taking care of some difficult business right now. He hopes to go back to New York, but I just bring his greetings as well. He's very happy to be with us again, and we're happy to see him again. So thank you. That's brief, and that's all.
Thank you very much, Brother David. Brother Ron.
Well, it's a little late to think about breakfast, but I'm thinking this is like breakfast at Tiffany's in a way, only it's the meeting with the Lord's jewels. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful experience for me, and I just appreciate it so much. It's the Lord's blessing on all of us.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Thank you, Brother Ron. Who can be next? Here we go. Sister Jen.
My name is Janet Wojak, and I am from the Portland Associated Bible Students Ecclesia. And the first order of business is some special love. Sister Rosemary Wojak from the Salem Ecclesia sends her special love to everybody. And so does Sister Judy Garrison. And also our class, the Associated Bible Students of Portland, and also Margaret Fairlejewski from the Portland area Bible students. Oh, and Bill Facker also, and Marilyn send their love. And my epiphany from today and yesterday is that everything dovetailed so nicely. We got lists of things to do. We got methods on how to accomplish those things. And I just am leaving here extremely energized and ready to move forward. And so I want to thank the Los Angeles Ecclesia for doing such a thoughtful and wonderful job of putting this convention together. Thank you.
And thank you for your echo. Who can be next? Now, the way it works is, if I count to 10 and no one responds, I call for a closing hymn. We don't want to do that. Ah, there we go, in the back. Your dad. Brother Mark.
Well, Brother Mark Davis, we just wanted to thank the brethren so much for coming out this weekend in fellowship. And boy, you know, one of the topics is called Star Wars, and you think of the highlights of all the lessons that we had. I just could go through some titles. The Mystery Epistle from Brother Tim. Then we had a great study by Brother Todd on activating your spiritual senses. We had our Star Wars presentation by Brother Steve. These all, just as you say, they just all were dovetailed discourses that really blended well. And Building God's Unshakable Temple from Brother Stephen brought to us. And then we had our Christian walk in the evening by Brother Mike, and Brother Tim's lesson in Vespers to us was just perfect last night. This morning, liberty brings responsibility. How true that is. I think of, to me, the liberty means loving God from the depths of your heart and to do His will as He would have us. Oh, what a beautiful lesson that was for us. And then Brother Obi's theme discourse on John 5:3 and the lessons from that were really good. And then a lesson on prayer, how to pray. How great that was that Brother Tim gave us. Lists again. I really enjoyed the lists he presented to us. And then Brother Mike's discourse on the unjust manager. And then how then this lesson that Brother Todd just gave us too on how to get how to let our faith grow. And what a beautiful lesson and examples that he gave us in Scripture. So there's just so many beautiful things we could comment on and appreciate the wealth of the lessons that were given to us and the spirit in which they were given. Thank you, dear brother.
Thank you very much, Brother Mark, for your testimony. I find it interesting that a professional pilot would appreciate lists. You know, I also find it interesting that the discourse Star Wars was given by someone named Brother Obi-Wan. Interesting. Who can be next? Sister Dorothy.
I know these meetings are for everyone here, but I always take them personally. And from my own heart, I want to thank everybody really for being here and making me feel special and for the information that I get. I read the Bible over and over, and yet every time there is a talk, I learn something new and a different way maybe of looking at something, or maybe a more intense way of looking at something. But I want to thank the people who came so far for me. I mean, I take this very personally. And I just, like I say, I know it's for everybody, but thank you from my heart for everybody and those who gave all the talks today.
Very good. Thank you, Sister Dorothy. Wonderful reminder. And we do all appreciate. Right in the back there, Brother Land.
Just picking up on that one on the Star Wars, it's just so refreshing to hear someone bring out the theme of what I have always thought. The biggest galactic warfare I have is between my heart and my mind. Mm-hmm. Like Paul said, things I want to do, I do want to do, but I just don't want to do them that bad. And the things I don't want to do, I really don't want to do, but I don't want to avoid them all that much. That just to hear it from somebody else corroborates, you know, just it just reminds me how much I am grateful that coming here is not just like in other churches where we're reminded of what we know God wants. We know what we have to do. This is what's right, this is wrong. But this is, for me, I like the authenticity, the authenticness, and how we can go about it and be realistic and authentic about it. And with some charts and some examples of, here's how to do it. If you really want it that bad, here's a way to help you to do it. I just feel I've been bathed in a surrounding of just some great help. And I'm just grateful to have been here.
Yeah, thank you for your testimony. You know, there's a phrase nowadays, if you have a need, there's an app for that, right? Well, we can say, there's a list for that. We have the lists. Who can be next? Oh, over there? Is it Sister Kathy? All the way over there?
I wanted to thank the brethren here in L.A. but also our Heavenly Father that, that gives us the opportunities to attend conventions. And I have ecclesias that I belong to, but I don't think of that as a separate ecclesia, but as the body of Christ, I think I belong to this ecclesia also. So though I attend Brother Homer or Brother Russell or the, of course, the friends at the retirement center, Associated Bible Students, I'm thankful for all our studies. And one of my prayers that I always include are the elders that, that shepherd the flock, that our Heavenly Father will guide and direct them and protect them as the days are evil. And I see that those prayers are answered when I see the brothers up on the podium and giving us meat in due season, giving us spiritual food. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for Sister Nanette, who opened her home to me, and it was a blessing to visit with the brethren there and fellowship. We are so gifted by our Heavenly Father for all the blessings that He gives us throughout our life, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful for our new sister in Christ. She's a blessing to the retirement center, and those who live at the retirement center do send their love to you also. And Boone and Jean especially sent their love to LA class. So thankful for everything, and I'm thankful to be here, brethren.
Thank you for your echo and for the love that you've brought, Sister Kathy. Thank you. Who can be next? Brother Bob.
I had a special incentive to come to this convention, and that was to make the long journey. But it was worth it. But in my mind, way back in my mind, I was looking for Russell Pollock, and I was looking for John Hull, and all these pillars that I've appreciated over the years. But I'm glad that there are new pillars, and they carry on the message of truth. I particularly like the thought of liberty. But liberty doesn't mean you're free to do anything. You have liberty to be liberated from sin, and just like that Declaration of Independence, it said you didn't have the liberty to do a bunch of things. And it seems today there's so many causes, and yet we realize the kingdom is soon to come. And I think the talk regarding the pulling together of factions. I've seen them happen the opposite way, and yet to talk about them and to see them happening are a real blessing to me. So I thank the Los Angeles Friends for putting on this convention, and I hope that the lessons that I've heard will have a longing spot in my heart. And I thank you all for the convention.
And thank you for your testimony and for your attendance. I know things are not easy, and so we appreciate you coming here, both of you. Thank you. Who can be next? Sister Janet. Right in the table there.
Sister Janet Elward from the Delaware Valley Ecclesia. Very thankful to our Heavenly Father for the opportunity of being here this weekend. Brother Obi and I are always very strengthened and very uplifted and very comforted by coming to this convention. It's always a blessing, especially so at this time in our life. We appreciate the strength and comfort that we've received from being with the brethren here. And we love coming to L.A. We love the brethren here in the L.A. class. They have a very special place in our hearts. We appreciate the fellowship and the rich scriptural exchanges that we have so very much. Appreciate the Vesper service last night. It made me consider very deeply and meditate upon the gift that our Heavenly Father has given us of His Spirit. It's something that I want to treasure. It's something that I want to cherish. It's something that I never want to take lightly. But I want to realize what a rare and precious gift it is, and I just appreciated those insights that Brother Tim shared with us.
Thank you very much for your echo and your appreciation, Sister Janet. We're very glad you two are here also. Who can be next? Over here.
I am Brother Dan Wojak, also from the Retirement Center, and Janet's husband. I want to say that I have never attended a meeting of just, or rather a convention of just 2 days that has been so chock full of practical insights, deep insights, searching questions and insights, and above all, practical plans of approach. This has really been extraordinary, and if I may make a feeble suggestion, boy, keep this up, because we want to come back and have more of this. I think of the Wilsons are winging their way back, you know, to Oregon now, so they can't hear this. But to think that Bob has been here for 60 years, it makes me envious. And this is really the first time we've been here for a memorial convention. But again, we look forward to more. Again, thank you so much to the local brethren and the visiting brethren, too. The fellowship has been just outstanding, just a very unique spirit here that we, too, have noticed. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your echo. Thank you for noticing. That's how we roll here in L.A. But the reason we do is because of the wonderful elders who are willing to come and serve our ecclesia. And also the attendance. We really appreciate all of you coming. We have such wonderful people behind the scenes, as well as piano players, those who are giving prayers, the letter table, those who are setting up, those who are in the kitchen. It's just a wonderful family. And when a loving family gets together, you can't help but be blessed. So thank you for noticing. And we'll see you again next year. So we have time for one or two more here. Brother Todd.
Brother, what's your name again? Peter. Brethren, it's really good to be here. Now, some of you know that I actually spent some of my formative years in California. I grew up in the Bay Area until I was 13 years old before we moved out east. So some of you I've known before. And for me, I love coming out on the West Coast for conventions because it's a homecoming. My sister Annette Nakora spent many a time with my mom and some of the other brethren here. Dan Wojcik, he was a formative influence in me in my young life. And, of course, Brother David Rice and Brother Robin Rice and the crew. So it's really more of a homecoming for me, and I'm really excited to come back and see the growth and the strength of the brethren here. And I had some wonderful fellowship. And I really appreciated meeting the new people, like Brother George and Brother Land, and seeing Brenda and Tom and Peter and Lisa and their two beautiful children. And I just love seeing the strength and the power of God that works through the Holy Spirit that is faithful in developing us in this desert that we live in. So that has been one of the greatest experiences for me, and I appreciate the fellowship and the hospitality of the Wojcicks, and spent some very nice moments with them and got to know some people that I knew before but got to know them a lot deeper. So I just really appreciate the service of the convention, the brethren here in LA, and the warmth and the strength that you give us for the journey. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Todd. Well, brethren, we're at the end. If there's anyone that was supposed to bring love but didn't get a chance, yell out who it is that you're bringing love from. Sister Elaine Redeker.
Arbor and Tammy
Furnett. Arbor and Tammy Furnett.
Dick Simon.
Dick Simon.
David and Kathy Stein.
David and Kathy Stein.
Our daughter Debbie.
Debbie Gorecki. Very good. Anyone else? Or Debbie? Sorry. Anyone else? Okay. Well, brethren, thank you very much for your echoes, your comments, your thoughts. Oh, yes. We are now going to send love to everyone. Let's vote. It looks unanimous. Thank you very much. And again, thank you to all of those who have served as well as attended.